USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president also saying he aims to see 70% of adult Americans with at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July holiday. The White House is downplaying criticism from parents that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sought input from a top teachers union in developing its school reopening guidelines.
Well, I would say first that's false. Let's take a step back and talk about how the CDC works. The CDC, it's actually longstanding best practice for the CDC to engage with organizations and groups that are going to be impacted by guidance and recommendations issued by the agency.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Derek Chauvin's lawyer is filing a motion seeking a new trial, alleging prosecutorial and jury misconduct and saying a change in venue should have been granted. Millions are bracing for severe weather today as storms roll through from New Mexico to Delaware. Dangerous storms are expected to target the South, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. On Monday, storms went through Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells NBC's Today Show what she saw when she looked out her window.
I got up and I went to the back of the house and I looked at the trees and I thought, I've never seen that before. They were bent sideways.
In your backyard?
In my backyard.
There's a ton of money up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions drawing, the jackpot worth an estimated $345 million. The cash option for that jackpot, just under $235 million. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As small business owners continue to feel more optimistic and coronavirus restrictions are being lifted across the United States, one of the things many small business owners are having issues with is finding qualified workers. A survey from MarketWatch found that 42% of small businesses surveyed say they could not fill jobs. Small businesses seeing generous government unemployment benefits are keeping some workers away from applying for jobs, but labor shortages go back many years. Kelly Ritzko owns Johnson City Heating and Air Conditioning. She shares with Fox and Friends why she believes this will eventually hurt her customers when she's unable to find qualified workers.
That is one of the things that my husband and I fear the most, is that our customers are going to end up having to wait longer. We've been voted here in Johnson City the best of Johnson City for the past 2 years, and that's a great honor. But we want to be able to continue that good customer service that has gotten us to where we are. And the inability to find employees is pushing that back, not allowing us to get to customers as quickly as we have in the past. So that is definitely a detriment to our customers.
This year's NFL draft was one of the most watched ever. The league saying it came in third, just behind the past two drafts in terms of the number of average viewers. The NFL reporting 6.1 million people watched the event across TV and digital platforms. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.